Someone wants to do mechumrei beishamay, mechumrei beisilu. Someone just wants to take the chumris of beisilu and beishamay. And Rashi explains, Gemara and Erevin explains this, that betray chumri disasan hadadi. You're taking on two chumris, it doesn't make sense. It's a steer of the two. If you hold like one, then the other one can't be. Rashi says, kagayin hanach the shedra. Because they have the whole spine. So it's a machlekes over there. When is it called the treifa? And when is it called like tzilat tumas hames? So the mamish toli zeh bezeh. If you have the whole spine of a mace, that has tumas hames. If you're missing one or two vertebrates, it has no tumas hames. And the same story by treifa. So you can't take on both chumras if it's opposite of testiris. If someone takes on two chumras that are testiris, so the Gemara says all of a kasevim. In the pasuk says haksil b'cheshech helach, like a fool goes at night time. So you can't take both chumras that are stira. If you hold this way, that if you hold, if the shegra is missing one vertebrate, it doesn't have tumas hames. See, if so, it has to be a treifa also. So you can't go both chumras that are stira. It's called a ksil. Ela, what do you have to do? Ike beishamay kukuleim kumurehim. You have to accept one stock like beishamay and go both ways, but it's a kula l'chumra. Or else ike beishilol. Rest take on according to Beisilul, his coolness, his lenient, and his chumris. But you can't do both. That's what the Brisa says. Something more Stam says. First of all, Agufa Kashi, the steering is less Brisa. Or Marta, first you start off saying, we always pass him like Beisilul. For other Tony, then you learned and said, no, for Haroit Salasas Gediver Beishamay Yasa. If you want to do like Beishamay, you can do like Beishamay. You said Aloch is like Beisilul. How could you do like Beishamay? So that's like Kasha, that's not a Kasha. I tell you, Kan Koidim Baskel, Kan Liachem Baskel. Before the Baskel came out to tell us that we Paskin like Beisilul, so we didn't know who to Paskin like. So at that time, if you want to do like Beishamay, very good. But after the Baskel, Rashi says, that the Morse says in Perakam of the Ervin, that Yotzah Baskel, Yor Malachah Beisilul, the Baskel came out in Hashemayim, and said we Paskin like Beisilul. So after the Baskel, then Avad, we have to Paskin only like Beisilul, not like Beishamay. The boys from the terrace that answer you, Afli Yachah Baskel, maybe this price that says you could do like Beisham is even after the Baskel. And I tell you, Rabbi Yeshua, this price holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua says, E Mashkichim the Baskel. You don't have to listen to a Baskel. We always say, Leib HaShemayim He, the Torah is not in Shemayim, the Torah is given B'dei Yodim, and that's not the right to Paskin. So therefore, you don't have to listen to a Baskel. That's the Brisa says. According to the Baskel, Allah is Kedivrei Beis Hillel. But if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't have to listen to the Baskel, then if you want, you could do like Beis Shammai. But Mikom Mokom Kasha, but Kopon is still the Kasha and Rava. That how could Rava before Paskin? That somebody started the Shechita in the Turva Saveshet and went down and finished the Shechita in the right place. That as a Treifa, how could it be a Treifa? That the two Chumras told are Stira. It says Saladodi. And that the Pesach says, he called a ksil, a fool. You can't pass in both ways the Chumrah. Again, because Rab before said that on top it's a kosher Shechita. So you have to say, going according to Shmuel, that says Truva Saveshti is not a Mokim Shechita. But according to Shmuel, it's only a treifa if you cut through right of it. If you just make a mashu, it's not a treifa. So how could Rab Paskin, if he start making the Shechita in the Truva Saveshti, just a drop to you, make a small nekiv, that's called a treifa. It can't be. Because if you hold like Rav that the treifa is a mashu, Rav says it is a kosher shechita there. So it's a spirit, the pasuk should be possible. So it's a kasher. So Marin says, Omer Rav Tovus, Kula Karav Av. I'll tell you, no, the pshat from Rav Pesach before was that Rav Paskin like Rav completely. So what's the pshat? I, Rav, we learned before, Rav learns that the Turvus Haveshet, that's the top part of the food pipe that's still attached like to the cheek. He learned that's still a makam shechita, that's still called the veshet. You can make a shechita there altogether. So pshat is like this, that the chiyosi romi by Yecheskel, Omar, he said like this, that lo titzisu luhu lahani kloli dekaili Yehuda achoi mishmei derav. Do not listen to what my brother Yehuda says over the name of Rav, but rather hoku yam Rav. This is what Rav really holds. Rav really holds like this, that veshet the veshet, how far up you can make a shechita in the veshet, in the food pipe, there's a limit how far up. So since Rav said that Mechlal, the Turbas Haveshet, Lav Mokam Shchituhu, the Mashma Rav himself really holds that the Turbas Haveshet, that's the top part of the Veshet, it's above the Mokam Hashchita. It's not the right place, you can't make a Shchita there. And Ukoma, still Rav says the Mashu, that still is called the Mashu. So that's why Rubber Paskin, the animal, was a Treifa. If somebody started to make the Shchita, just a drop of it, in the Turbas Haveshet, and then he continued on going downwards into the Veshet itself, so since that first drop made a Nekev, made a hole there, and Rav tackles a Nekev, a Mashu, makes a tray from the Turbas Haveshet. Now the question was, Rav sold this a Kosher Shchita there, so the answer is no, Rav learns like this, that that's not a Mokam Shchita. So therefore, if somebody made a little hole there in the Turbas Haveshet, you made the animal into a tray from. Therefore, the Shchita is Tzula. Now the Gemara Stami asks, if so, Lemalo ad kama, like till how far up on the Veshet can you really make a Shchita? How far up can you go? So Marin says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Ad kidei tfisas yad. You grab a hold of it there. Rashi says, Sarach laniach letzad rosh, on the top part towards the head. When you grab hold of the Veshet, you have to leave the top part, like 3 or 4 fingers of the gripping of your hand, that's so much less to be downwards, like that top 3 or 4 fingers worth of the Veshet is not a Mokam Hashchita. That's one pshat. L'shmer Rashi's Azok, v'nishimati achizas chudei tzipanayim, just holding on to the mamash, a small amount of just the nails. Parishin, much like the first pshat, better. So kids, for the top 3 or 4 fingers worth of the Veshet, that's not a Mokam Shchita. You have to start below that. Now, Lamato Akama, how far down below does the Veshet still have a Shem Veshet, the food pipe that you can make a Shchita there? How far the lowest? Some Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Ad Kadei She Yishayir, until it's a Mokam that starts to grow here there. Rashi learns, Sheyeshom Sadisim here there, Shagurin Besakin. If you scrape it with a knife there, it starts to, you see some here there. Rashi asks me, Keras Hapanimi, Kamat, the inside stomach. When the food pipe goes down into the Keras Hapanimi, that's the Mokam that's possible for Shchita. There where it's no good anymore. Shadimaiv Omer Ravina, Omer Geniva Mishmei Derav, that Tefach Veveshet Somach LeKeras, Zel Keras Hapanimi. He goes, no, even that bottom Tefach worth of the Veshet, it's not called the Veshet anymore. It's called already Keras Hapanimi. So Rashi says, Tefach Veveshet Mikri Keras, that the Gesalt Vedaitach, Le Ozlo Sar Betoich HaVeshet, Volemidi, that the Sar doesn't go there, V'yatamat Ad Mokim Shishayim, to Ad Soif HaVeshet Kule Motsi Shochet, to even the La Veshet to Hechi Motsi Shochet Le. That's the question. He's saying here that the bottom Tefach of the Veshet is already considered the Keras. It's called the stomach. And you said before you could check all the way down until where the hair starts to grow. And that's even down below this Tefach. So it's a stereo. Is that last Tefach still called the Veshet? Or is it called, like you're saying, the Keras HaPanimi? It shouldn't be a Mokam Shchita. So Rav says, Amai ki koshochet bekeras koshochet. How could you say kechecht all the way down to the Mokam of the Sar that's below this Tefach? It's not a Mokam Veshet anymore. So Rav says, Nechtam, the Shabbat, this Eimor, Tefach bekeras, Somach leveshet, Zel Keras HaPanimi. Nechnami, it doesn't mean the last Tefach of the Veshet itself. It means the Tefach of the Keras, of the stomach, which is near the Veshet, that's called the Keras HaPanimi. Ve'nechanami, the whole part of the food pipe itself, as far down as it goes, mamash the place where it gets here, that's all called part of the Veshet. And that would be called Mokam Roy L'Shchita. Yeah. Iboy Samnera Pshak would be like this. Iboy Yisema, Ki Koma Rav, when did Rav say that that Tefach Beveshet, some of the Keras called the Keras HaPanimi, when the Rav said, Kikom Rav, Beturo Demaser Tvei, he only said that by an ox. Rashi says, Kikom Rav, that the Tefach Beveshet, Mikri Keras, when did Rav say, that the last tefach of the veshet is already called the stomach. It's not called the veshet. That's petura by an ox. Rashi the Mishnah Tvei shasar nichnas b'toich haveshet tefach, that the hair starts to grow there, whatever the hair is called there, that whatever, I'm not sure if it's mamish hair or means type of strings of meat that stick out there, but by an ox it starts to grow even further up. It's like one shear up until the mokum of that here, that growth there is called the veshet. Just that Rav says here, the bottom tefach is called the keros ha-panimi, that's grown by an ox. So there it starts to give off this hair even for higher up. So there, that bottom tefach already has the hair, so that it's not a mokum shita anymore, it's the same halacha. So the mokum shita goes down until where the mokum, the hair starts to grow. Now, Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Turvitz HaVeshet, that's the top part of the veshet of the food pipe, the part near the cheek. So he said, Shenito Kula Melechi, if the whole part of that food pipe was torn off from the lechi, from the cheek, it's still kosher. Rashi says, the Kam Parach HaViki, Kisimon, it should be a trefer that you're torn off the simon, and that's the beginning of the simon. But so far he says, still it's kosher. The Turvitz HaVeshet, the top part of the veshet, Shenitla was torn off from the cheeks, it's still kosher. The Tagatuna bring you proof, it says Nito Lechi attack with the bottom cheek, the bottom jaw was taken out of the animal, kosher. And Mustam, that's the mokum where the veshet is attached. To see if the whole thing is taken out, still it's kosher. Maskler probably has the question, I have Ikra Simonim, why is it kosher? Well, that should be one of the trefis of Ikra Simonim, or a Sapsulan Shrita. Where you oikah simonim, Rashi says vika. No, that's the territory. Yeah, that's the question. The chura should be a psul here of vika. You torn off the simonim. For the moral of Rapopo, contra Rapopo, kasha masnisin. She has the kasha on the Mishnah then. Rashi diktoni kasha. The Mishnah says it's kasha. So that says nitlu lech yatachnu is kasha. So of course a kasha on the Rapopo. So says no. Bishlema masnisim a popular kasha, ho di ikur, ikurei, ho di igum, igumei, mi loy simonim. One is where you dug in and took it out, or the whole thing was uprooted. Rashi like this. Ho di akur ikurei. Ikur simonim means kishinekir, a veshet min alechi min abosa. When the veshet, the food pipe, was torn off from the cheek and from the meat, that's takatrefa. Oh, that the Mishnah later says of the whole lechi was taken off, it's still kosher. Ho the igro migume miyulisimone means shenigmam halechi min abosa. True, the cheek was like taken out from its bosa. Shemutal ala simonim bein alechi biyasimin lav ikuru shasimonim yurim abosa. The idea of the simonim of the vesha was still attached to the meat. It's like you dug in there and you just took out the cheek, but you left over untouched. The veshet with the meat. So that's why the Mishnah later says it's kosher. But I call upon him here that he said the turvas of veshet shenitlo kuloi milechi. How could you say it's kosher? Because that should be a treifus or a psul and shchita of ikus imonim. So where it says though el l'shmul kosher, because the shmul he actually said turvas as kosher. That's a kosher. So where it says loite mekulechem, don't say that shmul did not mean to say if the old turvas of veshet is taken out loite mekulo. Elay Maruba, just means to say, is right of it is taken out. But as long as part of it is still attached, that's not called Ikis Simonim, and that's not a trefa. Yeah. As long as the whole thing was not taken out, that's not called a trefa. As Lotay Makuda, Elay Maruba. I, Vomer Rabba Bavachonam, Shmuel, Simonim, Shinadad Lubarubim, trefa. As long as rave of the sim was torn off from its place, that's also called a trefa. Here that robe was torn off, it should be a treif. How could Shmuel say it's kosher? On Rav Shisha Bred Ravidi, ho di akful ikfuli, ho som di ifruk ifruke. Depends how it was torn off. So Rashi says, di akful ikfuli, she niklev was like peeled off, miyala bos di ikful kamev niklev, v'doymele v'kofle savonim. So, and that's one. And then ifruk ifruke, Rashi says, kedover aneka b'koyich. It was torn off with strength. Sheneka kan mat for kan mat, ad ruba to most of it. The yoise miyata mechuba reina mechuba viyachas, not in one place. Hilkach lav chibrud lehodabori. That's the chilek. When do we say that simonim shenadad lebrubin is a treifah? That's because of fruki ofrik. It was torn for kayach. It was torn off, So most of it was torn off. Just in a few places, a drop was left over. That's not really called a chibur. There it won't heal up. That's called a treifa. But that Shmuel said that the lechi was taken out, if rega was taken out, it was taken out like you peeled it off. You didn't rip it off. So since there's a good meat still attached, that's strong, that will still heal up. That's not called a treifa. So therefore, there's no stira. Then it says in the Mishnah, the psuka sakageris. If you have the gageris, that's the kona, the windpipe. A psuka means it was cut through halfway, that's a treifus. So it says, Tana, we learned, kama psuka sakageris. What's called the psuka gageris that makes a treifa? Beruba. It means if rove of the kona, rove of the windpipe, how the hole was cut through. The kama ruba, what's called ruba? So Rav Amar says like this, Rav Amar rove uvia. It means rove of the